thrilled to be joined by former Bronco great, full-time contributor at ESPN, and a full-time member of the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame, Tom Jackson, here at Dove Valley on Thursday as the Broncos getting ready for Week 15 against the Ravens. And I guess, Tom, we'll start with why you're here to sit down with Von Miller. Mm-hmm. I know he's making a lot of noise this season. Mm. What are some things you want to know from Von you're going to talk to him about, and what's jumping off tape when you watch him this year?
Well, I think he's had such a successful season. I think certainly a defensive player of the year candidate. I'm just very proud of him and excited for him because I think that he is one of those players that is kind of a generational player that has to be accounted for on every down. I've been waiting for that kind of guy to be here in Denver. Tremendous sack artist, but and I mean this in the nicest of ways to him, a freak of sorts in what he can do. Speed, quickness, strength, agility, some coverage skills. I'm excited because I think that he's only going to get better as time goes on. I mean, he's in the early stages of his career, and to play this well right now, I think gives us all a clue as to what he can be. And I guess one of the things I'm wanting to know is how he feels about how he's playing now. Is he playing as well as he's playing now? And what does he foresee in his future?
John Harbaugh said this week that he's a game wrecker kind mm-hmm. of player. He's a guy mm-hmm. their staff is going to have to spend a lot of time preparing for. Take that plus Champ Bailey, plus the other veterans who have been mm-hmm. here, plus the pressure from Elvis, plus a new defensive coordinator as this mm-hmm. team is growing, and now mm-hmm. we're in December. How does that help it all kind of come together?
Well, I think that you start to gain cohesion as the season goes on. So I think that the Broncos have certainly done that. They had to acclimate themselves to a new quarterback. Quarterback had to acclimate themselves, himself to them. I think that's happened. Some of those games that the Broncos played early on, the New Englands, the Houstons, I certainly wish they were playing those games now. I think we might get a different result from some of those games. But I think that you want to be playing well this time of year. You want to be the team that's peaking as you get to the end of December. I don't think that anybody could look at the Broncos right now and think that they are not playing their best football of the year. And if it continues and if you stay healthy, I think they've got a great chance to make some noise in the playoffs.
You're a defensive guy. You like watching defense, but it's been a lot of fun watching this offense this mm-hmm, year, too. Mm-hmm. As you've watched the 13 games, both sides of the ball, what you just said, if they would have maybe had some of those games earlier on mm-hmm, in the year, this time mm-hmm. of the year it could be a little bit different, but they've talked so much about playing their best ball, getting ready for the playoffs, mm-hmm. and now the playoffs are just a couple of weeks away. They've already mm-hmm. got a ticket punched. You've seen the progression maybe you thought you might see considering all the new pieces in place, considering the challenges involved.
Well, I think when I was here during training camp, that first day that Peyton ran out on the field, and I remember the field being surrounded by so many Bronco fans, and we all wanted to know the same thing. Was Peyton going to be Peyton? And my early look at him was he looked the exact same. I knew that there was a lot of work to do, strengthening of the throwing arm and getting yourself reacclimated to playing football at the speed that it takes place in the NFL. But I was excited when I first saw him. I knew that a lot of the business of offense, you have an outstanding coaching staff, but I also knew a lot of that was going to be taken care of by Peyton, by the way he works, by the way he makes other people work around him, his dedication to the game, everything about him, his feel for the history of the game. There are very few who have ever played or will ever play who are quite like him. Now, I had watched them play the previous year with question marks at the quarterback position, and my thought had been, well, the defense looks pretty good. It's going to look better. The running game looks pretty good. It could look better. The receivers, who really, I thought, worked awfully hard for Tim, are now even more dedicated, I think, to Peyton Manning. So everything starts to look better when you have him in place. And I think that you become better coaches when you have a guy like that. So this has been gratifying at all levels for me to watch them, you know, kind of progress through the season. And I think really, you know, you want to get in the tournament. You want to be seeded as high as possible. You'd love to play games at home. You'd love to have a bye. But once you get in, it's been proven that anybody can win this thing once you get in if you're playing the right kind of football. And I think right now, you know, I said it last week, the New England Patriots really put a whipping on the Houston Texans. But I think that's the challenge for teams. I want to play the New England Patriots. I want to be the team that knocks them off. So,
well, yeah, playoffs not too far away. You put your head down all of a sudden. You guys are getting ready for week 15. Thanks so much for your time, Tom.
Thank you, Chris.
I appreciate it. Enjoy your time here. Thanks.